Welcome to Mother Puckers, the first and only podcast for hockey moms by a hockey mom, and that's me, Julie Bardowski, alongside the hockey apostle, Lou Mangeluzzo. So it's spring break this week. So you thought last week's episode was short. This is going to be even more short, mostly because we're not going to nationals. Many of you are tier one, tier two, high school prep. Actually, the prep team's champions are already named. It's Shattuck St. Mary's. They won a decisive game over the new tier green team. 8-0 was that final. And then the girls are playing Shattuck St. Mary's against Anchorage in the championship game right now. And no, I couldn't wait to record this, but you will see it online, I am sure, as to who wins, because I had to get this out because we are leaving for our spring break. And then Division II championship game is going to be against Prep Hockey out of Illinois versus the Des Moines Oak Leafs, and that's also going on today. So those will all be updated, but those all happened in Plymouth, Minnesota. And then the high school Division I national champions are the Springfield Junior Thunderbirds out of Massachusetts. So congratulations to all of those winners. Coming up will be the Tier 1, Tier 2, and they will be played in various parts of the country. You can listen in last week to where I had that, and I'll have those updates for you guys next week. This is also the time of year for those teams who aren't going to Natties, where every parent in America, and that's for the youth that are under 14 you who go to nationals, and for all of you parents whose kids aren't going to nationals, that means that this week and probably last week and hell, probably the last 3 weeks or 3 months, y'all have been in a quandary about what are you going to do next year? What group of players is going to what team? What coach is going to be coaching? What team is that coach actually going to be coaching on the first game of the season? Or is it going to be a switcheroo? Oh my goodness, this time in hockey is just the most crazy of them all, because people don't tell what they're doing and people don't share where they're going, and then the whole team idea goes right out the window and it just becomes about the individual. And today I'm sharing a little snippet of our conversations with Lou Vero and Lou Mangeluzzo, talking about the different districts and how playing against each other to see which district or which state is better. So that kind of leads into this whole nationals environment this week. But from a parent perspective, keep your stress minimal. Here's the thing. It's all going to be okay. Anything that you think is going to be your season next year, just take that and cut it by 90%. And hope that the 10% that you then end up with is your year, and be thankful for that. And just remember, be thankful for every minute you get to watch your kid have fun on the ice and make it the best year for them. Don't put your stress on them. Don't make them feel bad. Don't let all the little minutia worry you. If you're a newbie Bambi mama, I feel for you, because this time of year, once you've been through it a few times and you realize the craziness of it, it doesn't change no matter what age group you're going to, because there's new things that are thrown at you every season because of the different things that come along each season. That's why Mother Puckers is here, to keep you all ready and aware of what those things are that are coming. So my advice, please, 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 please remember, it's a game. It's a beautiful game. There's so much fun in it. And just keep it that way for your kid, because you want your kid to look back on their youth hockey and say, oh my gosh, I really had a good time, versus, oh my gosh, every February, March, April. I was worried about what my parents were going to do, where I was going to be playing, so on and so forth. You just want to make it easy. Easy, easy, easy. So please, if you've got any questions for me, because I've seen a lot, I've probably seen a lot more than most. It doesn't make me an expert, but it makes me experienced. And I am happy to listen to your woes and see if I can relate any experiences and impart the wisdom that I may have gained in all of these years of travel hockey. But just remember, it's all going to be okay. And with that, we're going to turn it over to Lou and Lou as they reminisce about the beginning of USA Hockey's districts, which has now led into today's National Championship Series.
I'm running the development camps. I'm back with USA Hockey. I'm running the development camps. We had them in St. Cloud, and they were great. Oh, God, I love the way we did it. We did, like, many Olympics.
Yeah, I was in Massachusetts.
Team Southeast, Team Rocky Mountain, Team Minnesota. This way you can actually evaluate how these supposedly the best midget-age players should be there. We could evaluate as an organization what area is doing the best job. Where are the players? You could see it on the ice then. And in the morning, we would train them individual skills, and at night, they play a tournament game. And the first few years we did it, Minnesota swept everything.
Yeah.
And one year, Michigan won. And then New York State won. Mid-America won. Started. It was unbelievable. We had upsets. And kids were getting more confident. Areas were getting more enthused. It was good, but they stopped that also. Once I did some other things and somebody else ran it, they changed it to make it into a hockey school. That's what I call it. Competition is very important in development. And have pride for your country. You should have pride for your state. And that helps develop pride for your country. This is before the Ann Arbor program. And that was just my opinion, and I wasn't doing it anymore. I wasn't in charge, so nothing I could say about it. I didn't criticize it. I figured, hey, players will be developed anyway, so do it that way. But I like to see Minnesota play Michigan. I think it's a great spectacle. Or Rocky Mountain play Pacific District. Who's better in the West? You know, let's see.
They do that in high school football. They have all-star teams from California, Texas, and Florida, and they play against each other.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I was involved in that. I'm with the St. Cloud there a number of years because, in Philadelphia, the Atlantic District had their own team, actually. Yeah. We had our own group, and now it's different. Haven't been to it in so long, or kind of removed from it.
All the things work. I mean, there's plus and minus with everything.
So there you go. Lou and Lou and Julie talking about things in the past, but they set everything up for the future. And we're going to be headed out on spring break, so this is going to drop. And then you will not see me at a rink this week, but hopefully soon you will. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share. And I will see you at a rink.